At a conference in the U.S., the 33-year-old Czech programmer Jakub Vrana made quite an impression on developers from the well-known social networking site Facebook and became the first Czech to be hired by the company. Now he is preparing to move across the ocean and set up a new life in California, near San Francisco, where Facebook's headquarters are located. Ahead of his departure from the Czech Republic, I caught up with him to find out what he's looking forward to and what he will miss, what the interviewing process was like, and which of his projects he thinks caught the Facebook team's attention.
I think that was my projects for programmers working with databases, which I was talking about at some conference in the United States, and there were also a couple of Facebook developers. And I think these projects or these talks on the conference caught the attention of the Facebook hiring staff.
And what were you doing at the conference in the first place?
I sent there some proposals of talks about my products or software, and they were accepted. So I talked there about these products. The main product is Adminer, which is basically some kind of database management tool. If you have some data in the database, with Adminer you can work with the data and edit it and save, list them, and so on.
Your interviewing process, I believe, was quite long and drawn out. So maybe you could just describe how many rounds of interviews you had to go through to get this job.
It had six rounds. The first round was over the phone, and I have a computer, and I was writing there some program or algorithm of some task or question which they told me. So the first round was over the phone. The second round should also be over the phone, but in the time of the second round, I already have been in the US on the conference. So second round was on the site in Facebook office, and next four rounds was also in the Facebook office. And because I was departing soon, so all of these four rounds were taken in one day, in one row. So it wasn't exhausting, but it was quite long, and I passed, so that's it.
Great, congratulations. And now we have all seen maybe the Facebook offices and the Facebook movie, but what does it really look like in there?
It's some kind of very big open space. There are lots of open space. From the outside, the building looks like very small and like some house maybe. But inside, it's very big. It's big space and lots of open space. It's quite a usual business environment, but only there are such big screens everywhere, like monitors, so it's pretty common.
What kind of problems do you think you as a programmer would be solving for Facebook? Do you have any idea what that will be like?
I don't know yet. I'm a PHP developer, and most of the Facebook, mainly the front end, is written in PHP, so I guess I will be doing something in PHP, but I'm not sure what it will be. There will be a bootcamp in start of my employment. It will be 6 weeks of bootcamp where I will get familiar with Facebook technologies and Facebook projects, and in this bootcamp I will choose on which part of Facebook I would like to work.
And do you have an official job title yet?
No, it's just software engineer. It's very common, it's a broad term. So there's about 1,000 software engineers in Facebook. But usually the software engineers in Facebook aren't very specialized and change their positions quite often. For example, once a year, they will change a position on or a project which are they working on, so they wouldn't get bored.
So you were preparing for a very big move. You're moving to near San Francisco. That is very far away. How much time did you have to prepare for this move? And what are the kind of tasks that you have to get done before you can get on the plane and start your new life?
I was hired in April, so, and I am starting in Facebook in October, so it's half a year of preparations. There are some stuff need to be done about visa and about my movement of my stuff and so on. Here in Czech Republic I will be renting flat and selling car and stuff like that, so it's kind of a preparation. I think it could be done in less time, but half a year is enough to get everything done.
And what about your family and your friends? Are they excited for you, or are they also a bit sad that you're leaving and you'll be so far away?
Most of my friends are happy that I'm leaving, because it is taken as a huge success to move outside Czech Republic and work for such a big company as Facebook is. So I think most of my friends are excited. My family, like my wife and my kids, are going with me there, so they are happy also. They are also a little bit scared or afraid, but they are, I think, biggest feeling is that they are happy. And my broader family, like my mother and my mother-in-law and so on, are quite sad, because their grandchildren and children will be so far along. So they are not so much happy, but they wish me this success too.
I guess that's what you would expect from the older generation, that they would have mixed feelings. So how do you think, I don't know how well you know the U.S., but what do you think will be the biggest difference between your life here in the Czech Republic and then your life in the U.S.?
I've already visited the U.S. for about 3 weeks, so I think there's not so big difference as, for example, compared to India, because last year I spent 3 weeks in India, and the difference between India and Europe is much bigger than between the U.S. and Europe, so I think there's no big differences. Maybe the way of transportation, because here in Prague we are using a public transportation system, which is very good, and in the U.S. everybody is going by car. So, but Facebook is proud that only about half of their employees are going to work by car, and the other half uses a bike or public transportation system or Facebook shuttle buses. So I think this wouldn't be much different than Czech Republic either.
And is there anything in the U.S. that you already know or that you're really looking forward to?
Some nice living space, like house, because here in Czech Republic, me and my family are living in flat, which is good, but it's not big enough for us already. So I think this will be nice, because there's U.S. is big country, so there's a lot of space, and I hope that we will rent some nice house, and I think this will be better than here in Czech Republic for me.
And on the other hand, are there things that you know, you just know you will miss from the Czech Republic? I don't know, the beer, the food, anything like that?
I'm not a big beer fan, so I drink beer, but not too much. But I will, of course, miss friends, and I will, of course, miss my natural language, because it's still quite hard for me to speak in English. So if every... 8 hours per day will be in English at least, and if we make some friends in US, it will be most probably also English speaking. So this will be hard for me, I think, but I hope I will get used to it.
To go back to programming, you already mentioned that you work in PHP, and you also have a blog online about PHP tricks. You speak of elegant programming. So to the complete amateur, could you describe a bit what that entails?
Programming is describing some kind of idea, how to solve some problem, and you can describe this idea in a very long algorithm on several pages, or sometimes you can describe the idea just on a couple of lines, which is smart, which is fast, which is running fast, and which uses some kind of trick or elegant way to solve the problem. So I'm a fan of this way of programming, to more thinking about it and solve the problem in some elegant way than just to write several pages of some program, which also solves the problem, but it is hard to read and sometimes it is slower and so on. So if I'm talking about elegant programming, I mean this, to think a little bit more about the problem than solve it in efficient and elegant way than to write hundreds and hundreds of lines of unnecessary code.
And talking about problem solving, are there any problems that you've noticed with the Facebook site that you think you would have a solution for, or that you think should be solved?
I'm not sure, because there are some users are telling Facebook that their privacy settings are difficult to change and so on. I don't see this as a big problem because the settings are there and maybe they are hidden a little bit, but if you want to change it, you always can change it. So I don't see this kind of problems as big problems. So I don't know yet on which parts I will be working on.
Let's talk a bit about your personal Facebook usage. I think I read somewhere that you're not a big Facebook fiend.
I use Facebook maybe 10 minutes per day, so I'm not a heavy user of Facebook, which is sitting there several hours, because I see Facebook usage the same as other social networks, as some fun time, which sometimes can be good, but I like more to, I don't know, work or talk with my friends in personal and or read some articles or so on. So I see that if you are using Facebook for, I don't know, 2 hours per day or more, it usually just reading some statuses of other people who are linking to some funny videos or stuff like that. So I think I see this as some light entertainment, and I don't look for it very much. So I'm using Facebook, but only to help me communicate with other people. Like if I'm organizing some event or other people are organizing some event, the Facebook is very good media to get together and describe the event and so on.
So you are moving to the US now, but do you think you will make this move permanent, or do you plan to return to the Czech Republic?
I don't know yet. I talked about this with my family and my friends, and I think that I couldn't make the decision here from the Czech Republic now, and I think I will make it, for example, after 1 year spent in US, then I will see if I like it there more than here, or if I miss something, for example, my friends or family there. So I think I will decide in 1 year if I will spend there more time or if I will return back, and maybe I will spend there 1 year or 3 years or 6 years or the rest of my life. I don't know yet. I think I could make this decision later if I spend there some time.